Well, thank you for joining us again. We are thinking about being devoted to prayer this week. And we're kind of drawing in around, and we have been this this season, this early part of the year, drawing around that early Acts community, thinking about how they were devoted to certain things, and prayer being one of them. The last few days we spent time looking at Jesus' words and his actions around prayer. Today we're going to head into that Old Testament book of Daniel for a lesson around prayer. Daniel is a great person to look at when we think about prayer. Well, Daniel and his friends, as I'm sure you know, have been taken from Jerusalem into exile in Babylon. They've been educated, identified as bright young leaders. And they're beginning now to rise up in the ranks of the government service, serving King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, in the part we're going to read today, Nebuchadnezzar famously has a dream that deeply troubles him. In fact, it stops him getting back to sleep. So he calls in all his main advisors and he asks them for an explanation of the troubling dream he's had, believing the dream is in some way important for him to understand. But he's quite suspicious of their skill in interpreting his dream, and also suspicious that they might just be people who say the right things to keep him happy. So he says to them, look, you're meant to be clever. Why don't you tell me what my dream was, and then you can tell me what it means. So I want you to tell me what I dreamed, and then tell me what it means. Nebuchadnezzar was after some authentic revelation, not clever words or human thinking. And he's so determined to get authentic revelation, seemingly suspicious of their misleading clever words, that he threatened them with death, a painful death, if they could not do what was being asked. I guess he wanted them to focus and have focused minds. Well, you can imagine the wise men and their reply. They kind of say to him, well, look, there's no one on earth, O king, that can do what you're asking. Only the gods can reveal this. And this made Nebuchadnezzar mad, as we're going to read now. And so he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon. And that would have included Daniel and Daniel's friends. Well, let's read Daniel chapter 2, 10 to 23. The astrologers answered the king, there is no one on earth who can do what the king asks. No king, great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or astrologer. What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among humans. This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. And he asked the king's officer, why did the king issue such a harsh decree? Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. And at this, Daniel went into the king and he asked for more time so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and he explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And he urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Well, during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise, knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Now, I wonder what you and I would have done in this situation. Panicked? Tried to escape? Or hide? Not Daniel. Daniel, as we've said, was known as a man of prayer. He doesn't panic. We read that Daniel speaks with wisdom and tact. What a gift that is to be able to speak, even when everything seems to be going wrong, with wisdom intact. He didn't panic. He didn't insult. He didn't shout about the injustice of it all. He spoke with wisdom intact. First of all, Daniel seeks the information. He asks, why did the king do this? And then he acts wisely and he goes to seek to speak to the king himself. That must have taken great courage. He didn't react like the other wise men. And then Daniel goes to find his trusted friends and he urges them to pray. How did Daniel cope with this very stressful situation so wisely? Well, I believe he coped because Daniel was a man who was devoted to prayer. Daniel was someone who daily walked with his God, someone who knew and trusted God's plans for him and the world. That's a great model for us, isn't it? Our lives are full of stress, aren't they? Maybe we don't have a dictator threatening to kill us, but nevertheless, we inevitably face difficult moments, moments that seem beyond us. Daniel models a great approach, calm and measured, checking out the facts, seeking out trusted friends in order to pray for you and with you. And through it all, he trusted God. I guess a good question to ask at the moment is, do I have trusted friends that we can meet and pray with? Do we have people we can go to and say, please, pray with me, pray for me as I face this situation? If not, we really need to seek out those people we can trust with this. And then Daniel's prayer was answered. He was able to go back to Nebuchadnezzar, not only with the interpretation, but also the detail of the dream itself. And as a result, all the kingdom's wise men were saved. But also, the king became aware of the Lord God, maker of heavens and earth, Daniel's God. It's a great story, isn't it? I love Daniel. And just that reminder that we need to be people who don't panic, who respond with great wisdom, who seek out the facts, who have courage, confidence in God, and who come to whatever problems we're facing with prayer, inviting our friends along to pray with us. It's a really good model. Let me pray for us now. Father God, I thank you for this story in Daniel. Thank you that we get that sense that Daniel was a man who was devoted to prayer. And we thank you that it paid dividends in this situation, that he was able to keep his head when others lost their heads. We thank you for the way you answered his prayer. May we draw wisdom and learn from Daniel. Father, when we face stressful situations, may we be calm and confident in you. And Father, may you draw people around us who we can learn to pray with and pray for. In your precious name, we need your help. Amen. May God bless us this day.
Teach me how to trust you again.